Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody, to this episode of Slumber Party every week at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. So we are going to start off with a little quote just to begin with. Kind of relates to our topic of this week, which is vulnerability. So thank you, DJ Star, for very deep topic.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So the quote is from Ocean Vuong's book of poetry, On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous. And the quote is, sometimes being offered tenderness feels like the very proof that you've been ruined. And when I first read that, I definitely have felt like that before, so I thought it was interesting to kind of investigate a little bit why it feels like bad when you admit something to somebody or tell somebody something and they're very kind, and it can be interpreted as pity sometimes a bit, just the act of tenderness.
Right.
So yeah.
Interesting.
DJ Coco.
Yeah, I see when if you're being vulnerable and you kind of feel empty after speaking kind of your darkest secrets or whatever, something that you've been holding back, and it finally comes into substance, and then the other person shows you that some kindness or being tender with you, and it feels like you're treading on broken glass is something that I kind of relate it to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind of this whole idea of tenderness, it validates your experience, but it also, you know, it validates your experience, like you did have to go through something that was maybe pretty negative and affected you a lot, so it's kind of like admitting something to yourself that you don't really want to, and another person is kind of, you know, making you admit that to yourself just through their reaction, because voicing it to somebody else and them having a negative reaction does make it real and even a bit more objective.
Yeah, it reassures you that maybe this, what you've gone through is something that's not good.
Oh, actually, that was pretty bad, you know?
Yeah.
So that is, yeah, it's definitely something that I've gone through before. I'm sure DJ Coco's felt as well, and for you out there listening too. But we'll get more into vulnerability later in the program.
Yes.
Before we do that, we're going to play some songs for you. This song is called Nova by Ghost Funk Orchestra. They're a psychedelic soul band from NY. And they've been described as a psych odyssey of traditional sounds delivered in a non-traditional fashion. So please listen for that.
Take a listen.
Ain't nothing loose, Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
el horror de no volver más. Espejo y ciénaga, solo me queda salir desvalida. Me entrego al silencio mientras sale el sol. Es hora de parar. Aquí no existe el tiempo. Me ahogo, no puedo respirar. El miedo a disolverme. El horror de no volver más. Espejo y ciénaga. Solo me queda salir desvalida. Me entrego al silencio. Sale el sol, me entrego al silencio mientras sale el sol, me entrego al silencio mientras sale.
Back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. And you are tuning into Slumber Party with DJ Star.
And DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was by Mel Muniz from her album La Santa Patrona de los Corazones Negros. And ooh, that whole album is so, 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 so good. And the song specifically was Entrar a la Luna. And she's an Argentinian singer. And that song specifically was a bolero, which is a type of classic Latin love song. And yeah, that's one of my favorite songs right now.
It's awesome song. Just imagine being in an apartment in New York City and you're all cooking and everyone has some wine or non-alcoholic beverage.
It's like cooking and drinking some sort of liquid song. And before that was BB Club, Parc de Beauvoir, from their album Fou de Garde, which is also a really, really good album. A bit of Canadian indie pop. They're from Montreal. And then before that was What's Up by Bad Bodies, which a little bit of bossa nova. And they're from one of the prairie provinces. I don't remember exactly which, but I think it might be Manitoba. And yeah, so those were all the songs. And I think we're just going to get going right now on our conversation topic, which is vulnerability, which a lot of people don't like talking about. So I thought it'd be fun to ambush DJ Coco with this a bit.
Fun.
Yeah. So just to start us off, there's different definitions of vulnerability for everyone, I guess. Like, what counts as being vulnerable? So what does it count like for you? What does it look like to you?
I usually think it as showing your most authentic parts of yourself to maybe another person, as the most stereotypical example of vulnerability. But I feel like it's also kind of more of a nuanced idea, as well as other things like taking responsibility for your mistakes and owning up to them, and just being very honest. I think honesty is very connected and intertwined with vulnerability.
But yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Like, definitely full transparency with somebody with exactly how you're feeling. I think to do with feelings is pretty much the biggest aspect of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't even know why it's called vulnerability when it's just being honest and open about yourself and how you feel. Like, it should be a little less stigmatized because so many people have a fear of being vulnerable, but it's also just kind of a fear of being yourself in a way.
Yeah, the word itself is a bit strange because when I think of vulnerability, I think of like a vulnerable animal that's kind of running away from a predator and you feel vulnerable. And I don't think that's a good descriptor word for what the situation actually calls for.
Same with war, like things like that where it's, oh, the enemy's in a vulnerable position, like let's strike. Like it's always kind of framed as this opportunity of like you're kind of compromised in a way because you can get hurt, which is exactly what's happening with animals when they're vulnerable or
right, or war.
But just in interpersonal relationships, like being vulnerable, I don't know if it should be necessarily referred to like that in the same scope of definition that vulnerability has.
Yeah, definitely. Well, do you think you're scared of vulnerability, DJ Star?
You stole my question.
I know, I stole it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is just, I'm scared of even being vulnerable with myself sometimes. Like, I'm scared of, for example, if I'm writing something down in my journal, I'm still internally judging myself as I'm writing, and I don't want to be too honest because sometimes it makes me feel so bad because I guess there's certain things in my life that I should think about more and acknowledge more, but it's easier to repress them. So yeah, like if I can't even be vulnerable around myself sometimes, I definitely have an issue with that with other people.
Yeah, not wanting to physically see on the paper what actions or thoughts you have.
Yeah, exactly. Because just like our quote was saying before, like it makes it feel real, like, oh crap, like this is an actual issue that I need to deal with, instead of just sweeping it under the rug and continuing on. Like it doesn't really affect you, but it definitely still does. So
yeah, if it's just a thought, then it can't hurt you, kind of thinking way.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
For me, yeah, I think I'm pretty vulnerable with my journal.
That's like where I'm the most vulnerable. Yeah. So that's why I use that example. Even in the journal, I can't still fully be.
Yeah, not fully there. I think I was scared of being vulnerable. I still don't feel I am very vulnerable with many people at all. I just keep to myself mostly, like most people do. But lately, I've been putting myself into more vulnerable situations, which I think is strengthening my ability to be vulnerable. I've done, like, I think as well, it's kind of not the typical way you'd think about vulnerability, but placing myself into positions of rejection, where I just feel that if I put myself into a position of rejection and then I get hurt, like, I find that it's not so bad to get hurt and not so bad to be vulnerable. And, for example, maybe trying to ask someone out and them saying no, and that was me putting myself into a vulnerable position to get hurt, but it didn't end up being as bad.
Yeah, that's really interesting because the more you put yourself in vulnerable positions, the less that they actually feel vulnerable. Like, yeah, if you're putting yourself out there doing things you're scared of, you're fearful of, and scared that somebody might, like, it just, you're just scared it's going to be so awful because you've exposed part of yourself that is true. And then it almost never is actually that bad. And vulnerability is kind of, that fear comes from anxiety, I think, for a lot of people, just what it would be like. But I think there's definitely other sources as well that it could come from, like any kind of, in whatever household you're raised in, how they view vulnerability, because it's definitely seen as weak. And I think that is especially for men, but I think just generally it's kind of frowned upon in some situations, which, again, it definitely should not be. But yeah, like, do you know why you're scared of it?
For vulnerability?
Like, scared of getting hurt, I guess?
It's definitely with my upbringing, where I wasn't super vulnerable with my family. talking about close relationships and personal troubles, I never really brought up to my mom or to my grandparents or father. But I think definitely getting less scared of being vulnerable, and not necessarily that I was scared, but that I didn't really have situations that gave me the opportunity to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just having the chance to be put in more vulnerable conversations.
Yeah.
That is strengthening.
Yeah. It feels like in day-to-day life, there is not that much space to be completely honest about how you're feeling. It's almost like people don't want to know. For example, just saying, oh, hey, how are you, to people you don't know that well, the expected answer is pretty much always, oh, I'm doing good. Like, yeah, I'm
exactly.
doing pretty good. Like, nobody actually wants to know. And there's a lot of small talk that goes on that seemingly forms a closer relationship with other people, and you feel like you know them. But I think without this aspect of being open and honest about things that are also negative, because I think a lot of vulnerability comes from negative feelings, then that just creates a better, more deeper relationship, and that doesn't happen super often.
I think definitely in our society right now, it's just placing yourself in the best light possible, including with social media. You just want to place all your achievements on social media, and with the interactions you have, you just want to put your best foot forward with the other person in most cases. So no one will really show how vulnerable they are, what they're struggling with at the point, or the reasons why they do certain things.
I wonder if that's like natural for humans, or if it's a function of something in our society that makes us feel like we want to hide these things, even though it's not being physically vulnerable, but the emotional part of it is also could get hurt from it.
Yeah, I also think it's a very mentally taxing conversation to have to be vulnerable. Whenever I have a vulnerable conversation, I feel very drained after, and it loses, I get lost track into what I have to do for that day or responsibilities, and kind of steers me off my daily routine. And so I kind of avoid vulnerable conversations because I don't want to be mentally taxed with that at a certain point in time. But that's just my side.
Yeah, especially if you don't receive the right, not that there's a right reaction, but you don't receive like the proper aftercare, I guess, after talking about something very vulnerable, and the person doesn't seem to care, doesn't understand, or things like that, makes it extremely mentally taxing even more. So I think it definitely depends kind of who you're talking to, and that's why there's so few people that personally I feel like I can be completely vulnerable with, because I can trust them, and that's a part of vulnerability as well, is just this aspect of trust.
Oh yeah, you don't want them running away and spreading all your secrets and weaknesses to other people. So definitely the bridge of trust is super, super important for vulnerability.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly like where I'm getting at right now. Like, I'm thinking, oh yeah, we should be more vulnerable with more people, more to kind of normalize a lot of these feelings, because so many people can relate, and it feels very validating to hear somebody else's struggles if you're kind of going through the same thing. But at the same time, you need that trust and safety to express it as well, so it is kind of a balance, you know.
Yeah, it's a fine line between them.
Are there a lot of people in your life that you feel safe expressing your vulnerability with?
It would definitely be only particularly three friends.